This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The extravaganza that is the Consumer Electronics Show closes its doors today. After a week of fun in Las Vegas, thousands of companies and wannabe entrepreneurs are going to pack up their gadgets and go home, all the while crossing their fingers that they made some kind of an impression on somebody, that their product will fly, if you will. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has been at the show all week and has this report from the Drone Zone.
At the Las Vegas Convention Center, you can hear them before you see them. Drones, big ones, small ones. For the first time, drone makers had their own section at the show. Not a surprise, given that the flying, buzzing machines are projected to bring in more than $100 million this year.
I mean, we sold 15,000 units via Kickstarter, so it's been pretty big.
That's Reese Crowther, product designer for a palm-sized drone called Xano. It can follow you around and take photos and video. Selfie, make way for the droney.
We developed it with the intention of being used in law enforcement, military applications, and we still use that. Xano is a consumer version of that technology.
A version that will cost $300 when it lands in the U.S. this summer. Almost all the drone makers here are aiming at consumers with small models crammed with sophisticated sensors and guidance systems. On the other end of the spectrum is the Chinese drone manufacturer Harwar. Frank Yang is with the company.
For us, it's more focused on high-end commercial use.
Those high-end commercial use drones cost thousands of dollars, and they're imposing, the size of a microwave and can fly to 15,000 feet. The FAA is still drawing up rules for big drones like Harwar's. Jim Williams heads the agency's office in charge of unmanned aircraft, and outside the exhibit hall, in a jam-packed conference room, he said the agency is trying to figure out just how regulated drones need to be.
There already is a graduated level of certification required based on the risk. We plan to fit unmanned aircraft into that same risk-based approach that we have for manned aircraft.
That could mean requiring a drone operator to have a pilot's license or for the drones to have sophisticated communications equipment. The little guys like Xano don't have to worry about those things. The FAA considers them hobby aircraft. But there are some rules. They have to fly under 400 feet, avoid areas around airports.
Yeah, you don't want to be flying in urban areas. You don't want to be flying, you know, over top a lot of people.
Gordon Cockburn is with Hobico, one of the biggest makers of radio-controlled toys and now drones.
So what we suggest is that you fly in the open space, you know, in near nature, you know, over the ocean.
Or you could do it the way they flew drones at CES, in small areas surrounded by nets. In Las Vegas, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.